In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst. Seems like I say this every year or several times a year, and I know Father Peter and all of us who preach and events that happen in our world, but it seems that more and more each day there's more negativity in the world, there's more difficulty that happens, challenging things that happen, and especially with social media, we see and hear people who say evil things about others, those they don't know certainly, but even those that they do, and it almost puts up a shield so people with impunity can say these things to others. And this is certainly a sad thing. I read someone that said that life is like the scales of justice, that there's good and there's evil. And sometimes those scales seems like they're more evil. Sometimes, hopefully, it looks and it appears and we see that it's more good. But that's up to us with God's grace and His strength and His mercy to, in our own lives, do what we can to make sure that those scales are heavy with good and lighter with evil. Sometimes these things happen that are out of our control, but most of the time it is because of things that we do or don't do that are in our control. It's choices that we make or choices that we don't make. And this is the challenge that we have, and it's especially should be at the forefront of our minds and our hearts as we continue on to prepare ourselves during this pre-Lenten period and into the Lenten period. And we will hear that in the gospel of the coming week with the prodigal son and then Judgment Sunday. And then, of course, Forgiveness Sunday as we enter into Lent, seeking, asking, repenting forgiveness from one another. Paul deals with this all the time, but he says this in Thessalonians, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and in the last half of the chapter under the title Concerning Unity. And he says, see that no one renders evil, in verse 15, see that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good both for yourselves and for all. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things. Hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. This is our challenge. This is our calling. This is who we are as followers of Christ, to abstain from everything that is evil. And how do we do that? We strive on a daily basis to do godly things, to do things, make choices, to treat each other, to speak about each other with goodness in our heart, and to strive to bring down that scale in our lives with good and goodness. This is how we should prepare ourselves as we enter Lent this year. So let us remember these things. Evil, of course, was surrounding Mary and Joseph when Jesus was born. And we know about that when we hear about the Gospels of the Nativity narratives. It's nothing new. It's been in this world. But it's up to us, right here and right now in our lives, to change those scales of good and evil. And we can do so with the love and the mercy of God in Christ in our hearts and in our lives. So let us do that together as we continue on in our journey. Amen.